So let's start off with telling our listeners a little bit about the Almond Achievement Award.
Okay, the Almond Achievement Award was developed in 2011, so six different recipients. And it was developed to honor outstanding individuals who volunteer their time to the industry. And we've got some specific goals that we shoot for when we accept nominations, that basically that they've added value to the almond industry through long-term service, contributions or innovations, and contributions, not financial contributions, they're contributions of their time.
If you were to pin down some things that that you look for this Almond Achievement Award, what would some specific things be?
Specifically, I think somebody that's been actively engaged for a long period of time, and somebody that has, through their dedication to the industry, added value to the whole industry and all growers. Through innovation or just forward progress thinking, and been active in leadership roles at the Almond Board. Forward thinking would be like, okay, we know that there's a lot of almond plantings out there, and we know that we're going to have larger crops in the future. What can we do right now to help promote that supply, that demand ahead of the supply?
Is it difficult to nominate somebody for this award?
Actually, no. I think what a lot of growers don't really realize is how many different people donate their time. Very, very bright, dedicated, tight-fisted farmers and business people dedicate their time to the Almond Board and the benefit of all almond growers up and down the state. The Almond Board of California has been a federal marketing order since 1950. And through the decades, there's been numerous people that have added value through volunteering their time and coming up with ideas, being tight-fisted when they needed to, expanding to exploratory markets when that needed to be done. And everybody in the industry has benefited from that. So there's literally been hundreds of people over those years that have dedicated their time to that. And so actually there's been a number of people that obviously really, really stand out. And I'll just mention the names of the people that have received it so far. Ned Ryan was on the board for a long time and chairman of the board. Joe McElvain, who worked for Paramount Farms, a very innovative guy. Martin Pohl, Houston Nutt, another innovator. Dave Baker, who worked for Blue Diamond for years and was active for 25 years in various board activities. Jim Jasper of Stewart & Jasper. Jim's been involved in the almond industry for probably 30 plus years. And then last year was Dave Phippen, Phippen and Travail, another guy that's about my age, and he's been active at board activities and marketing campaigns for 25 years. So there's a number of people like that over the years that really rise up and rise to the top, and they're very recognizable.
So if our listeners now have somebody in their heads and they think, you know, this person would be great for this award, what should they do next?
Every year we get to nominate. I'm stuttering here. Every year we nominate, and applications must be received on or before October 19th of this year. And they can simply email Jenny and her email address is jniccolau@almondboard.com. And they just simply have to write somebody's name in there and the company that they're with. And those are all taken into consideration.
All right. So it's not hard to nominate somebody at all.
Nope, it's not hard.
All right. So you send me an email with the name and the company of the person that you're considering. And that's all the person who is writing the nomination has to do.
That's correct.
All right.
And any industry member can nominate somebody, grower, handler, allied industry member, somebody that like one of the equipment manufacturers that manufacture almond equipment, they could do the same thing.
All right, great. Is there anything that we've left out, Mike?
On the Almond Achievement Award, I think that's it. I think it was something really long since coming for the almond industry. Like I said, it's been a federal marketing order for, what would that be, 67 years, and we only started this in 2011. So there's a lot of people, I'm sure, in the past that deserved recognition that may or may not get it. But again, there's been literally thousands of people that have worked very hard for the benefit of all.